This is CliffCentral.com.
George Meany's here.
Yay.
George sent me a message just now about how with Auto Trader, people also don't like calls, right?
Yeah, they like only 25% of people actually phone.
Yeah, so the other three quarters, what do they do?
Another 25% of them email. I mean, it's not exactly 25, but it's about quarter half. So 50% of people don't phone or email when they want to buy a car.
They just pitch up.
They just pitch up, and it's more and more prevalent in the younger people.
I am so shocked.
Because you would think with technology, and I mean phoning someone or emailing someone, would appear to me to be a much more 21st century way of doing things than just pitching up. Just pitching up is like 14th century thing.
Yeah. I'm here to buy a vehicle.
Exactly. But I think it's anonymity.
Do you have a horse?
And privacy of information. That's what it is. People think that you're going to steal their information.
Do you think so? Is that a concern? Like, do you get a lot of communications about that?
Yeah, people are worried about their privacy. And we think that's what drives the 50% just pitching up.
Again, I have no problem with Auto Trader having all my details.
So many people already do, Leanne, and that's just the people that you meet at the bar.
Well, I mean, that's because
they've got more than my details.
If you do give us your details, we do actually keep it private. So,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, that's funny. All right, very, very good. All right, let's get cracking. So what do we got this morning, George?
So you probably know this already. Warning motorists of roadblocks or impending
speed traps
is illegal.
Yeah.
And the Road Traffic Management Center has...
But people flash each other, for example, on the highway on the way down to Durban or Cape Town. People always flash and say there's a speed trap coming because we all hate the police.
Exactly. But the police are warning that if they catch you flashing...
It is
illegal.
I was just checking my lights work.
That's why, to me, though, it's a surprise to see some of these navigation apps warn you when there's police presence.
It's true.
So I don't know how that works.
How does that work? That's a very good
Waze,
question.
And Waze is...
But it's a thing. That's a community...
They say outsmarting traffic together, right? Now, I mean, that the code for that is, and I know it's traffic is a problem, but we are the traffic. That's why we're on the roads.
Yeah.
What they really mean is, like, let's help you get past all the bullshit.
Yeah. Mm. No, that's true.
And I love that. I mean, if someone can warn me that there's a speed trap or there's a roadblock up ahead, I mean, I'm not going to divert course, but at least you can be prepared.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. No, I mean,
find it helps a lot, especially if you're on the highway doing 120 and there's a sudden braking situation. It helps to know that there's actually congestion there first.
Right.
Yeah, it does. But Waze does warn you about speed traps. But I think it's I think it's people that are putting those locations up rather than Waze doing it themselves.
It's ordinary members, people, users of the app.
And that's how Waze is getting around it.
Sure.
Mm. So
there are ways around it.
Leanne.
I've never heard Leanne crack a joke.
Never, never, never. All right, let's go. This is low-level stuff for a Friday.
And then the SANRAL, or the government, has indicated that they will be spending around 28 billion rand on the corridor between Gauteng and KZN over the next 5 years in order to upgrade the highways and access to the port. So so I think the commercial side of the economy may just start to be stimulated because...
That would be good, but then I'm afraid... Here's the rule, though. Now, we've all got to sign up to this. If government and SANRAL really do improve that N3 highway to Durban... And it's fantastic. Let's imagine it's great. There are no backups at any...
They're talking about five lanes in some places.
Okay, awesome. Then we've got to pay for it.
Yeah.
Because you don't get to use stuff for free.
Mm.
So let's all agree now, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but if they establish a toll on that road, which they've already got a toll, you have to go to the booths and things, but if they establish some kind of rule where we have to have a little tag... I'll buy one, even if it's just for the trip to and from Durban.
Exactly.
If I can get there and back safely and quickly and the road is good and there are no delays, I would pay for that.
Mm.
And I'm willing to say I'll even get an e-tag if that's what it takes. I'm still not paying for this Gauteng shit, but that I'll pay for.
Exactly. So, apparently it's going to bring 15,000 jobs over the next 5 years.
Okay.
And there's 8 billion being allocated in the short term. So, I hope it bloody starts.
Yeah, good stuff.
It's good stuff.
Thank you, George. Yeah. So, a little bit of good news this morning.
Very good news. And then, you probably know what this chemical is. Carbon black. Carbon black is a chemical from burning stuff.
It's just soot. It's charcoal.
Yeah, it's soot and charcoal. But apparently its surface area is quite big in relation to its size in relation to other stuff.
Well, you see, there's so many forms of carbon. Like diamond is a pure form of carbon. And graphite is a pure form of carbon. Most charcoal is reduced carbon. What they've done is they've taken various hydrocarbons and they've burnt off all the hydrogen and oxygen and they're just left with the carbon.
So this stuff called carbon black exists in tires, rubber hoses inside your engine, and a lot of the rubber parts. And researchers are finding ways to use tomato peels and eggshells to replace carbon black.
Wow.
Mm.
So it's still in its early stages, but have you ever fried tomato?
Yes.
The skin comes off.
The skin comes off, but it doesn't disintegrate.
No.
Oh, that's true. It's also sometimes
wonder what that's doing to your insides.
In like a pasta sauce, if somebody hasn't peeled the tomatoes, it's horrible.
So now the researchers have said that tomato peel is so strong that it could replace the carbon black.
That's very good. That's
interesting. Sure. I didn't even think about that. But if you cook tomato, even if you're making like a pasta sauce or something, that skin,
it doesn't go.
No.
Yeah, it stays amazing. There.
I wonder what's in there.
So that might just end up in your car, in the plastic components and rubber components that your car ends up.
All right, very nice. Having George, in it. Look at
hope
you
there's
solving
no
problems.
Tangy smell.
Well, not my problem. I didn't solve the problem. Tangy smell.
What?
Yeah, smell of tomatoes
and eggshells.
And eggshells.
Yeah, don't be ridiculous.
And then, what does your car know about you, especially in the future? Built-in navigation devices and turn-by-turn directions, smartphone-connected apps, and all these infotainment systems that we are starting to see in our cars.
Yeah.
What information is your car collecting about you in the future?
Well, it knows how fat you are.
Yes, it knows how fat you are because there will be sensors in the seats to know how much you weigh, which means it'll also know how much weight you pick up or lose.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Now my car will judge me as well.
Exactly.
I don't want that.
So the question is, how is this information used? And how will it be used in the future? I don't know the answer to that.
To insult you is what it's, you fat pig.
When you get in, you're fatty.
What happened to you over the weekend? Yeah. You've been eaten.
Your car will also know who you phoned, who you've texted.
No, I don't know if I like that. I mean, it's bad enough my phone knows who I've phoned and who I've texted.
Where you live.
Again, I don't care.
Your car will know more about you than most other people in this world.
Well, yeah, that's probably true.
My car already knows how I really sing.
That's
how many times I've cried in the
secret.
Car.
All car
fart
crying.
In your car.
How many times I've farted in the car.
People exactly. fart in their cars. That's
how
a particularly
piggish
bad thing.
I look when I scoff fast food down.
Oh, yes. That's, yeah, all of that's yes. extremely
You've
sensitive.
You've been scoffing.
So the digitization of the automotive industry is going to bring some privacy concerns, and it'll know when you fart.
Leanne doesn't care. She
I
doesn't
don't care.
Care about how much your car knows about you. She's
no, when it comes to personal information, I really...
She's not interested. She'll share it all
you
with
know,
you.
I'm on Leanne's
if
side. It's
if
we're
you
giving...
want to text Leanne now and ask her personal questions, I'll give you her
yeah,
number
hey, you
at the
want
end
my
of
phone
show.
Number? Here
no.
it is.
All right. Very good. All right.
That's
anything
it.
Else? Thank you, George.
This is CliffCentral.com.